This footage, aired on Iranian state television, purports to show damage to a military facility near the central city of Isfahan. It also broadcasts the debris of what it called bomb-carrying drones. The defense ministry says at least one was intercepted and shot down. Tehran blames Israel for the attack.
This cowardly attack was carried out against us. Our security bodies are powerfully acting to ensure maximum national security, and such moves can't impact our nuclear scientists' will and intentions to achieve peaceful nuclear energy.
Several incidents have been reported at Iranian military facilities in recent years, including a fire and a blackout. Although it provides few details, Tehran blames Israel and describes them as targeted attacks. Iran is facing criticism on several fronts at the moment. The West has condemned it for supplying Russia with weapons for the war in Ukraine. Uranium enrichment has resumed as talks to revive the nuclear deal have been stalled since September. And there have been months of anti-government protests following the death of a young woman in police custody.
It does nevertheless achieve several Israeli objectives. The first one being that Israel is under increasing pressure to side with Ukraine against Russia. The Israelis have for almost a year now held out, seeking to avoid taking sides because of their own vulnerability to Russia. And this strike enables the Israelis to make the argument that, yes, they're not providing weapons to the Ukrainians, but instead they are targeting Iran, who has been supporting Russia.
Isfahan is about 440 kilometers from Tehran. It houses a large airbase and several nuclear energy research and production sites. Among them, Natanz, which is at the center of Iran's nuclear development program. Umay Kulsoom Sharif, Al Jazeera.